What the heck? Let's just face it, life is hard, and it doesn't seem to be getting any easier. Who do you turn to with your hardest, most challenging questions? I'm KB, and I'm here to ask my parents your hard questions so you don't have to. Listen up, because it's about to get real. Hey y'all, I'm KB, and welcome back to What the Heck Podcast. Mom, Dad.
Hi.
Hello.
Well, today we will be talking about an interesting subject, and I have a thing that someone sent me. So I'll read it to y'all, Mom and Dad. This is what it says. Hey, KB, I have been dating my girlfriend for over a year now. I am in love with her, and I want to marry her. The only problem is our parents don't know because I'm black and she's white. We haven't told anyone except close friends. I'm so tired of keeping it a secret, but our parents are old school, and we both grew up in, like, a really Baptist-type setting. I'm scared of how they are going to react. I just don't want to lose her. So, Mom and Dad, what do y'all have to say to that?
Well, that's a very, that's a very polarized question, especially in this atmosphere that the country's going through right now. The first thing that stands out about this question that I would be upset about is they kept it a secret for so long. You know, and any time a relationship is developed and created underneath the umbrella of secrecy, it really isn't like a true, it doesn't give you the true, can't think of the word I'm trying to say right now, but it doesn't give you like a true aspect of what the relationship should be made of because it's under secrecy. And when it comes to light, then everything changes, you know, whether it's accepted or not accepted, that the whole thing changes. So I would be upset about something being hidden from me for so long. That's the first thing I see. You got anything to say about that?
Well, I mean, yes, you see it as secrecy for a whole year, and it has been, but I also see that's what this person is saying. I want this relationship to be open and to be real so that we can see what it is at that next step. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's some respect in that. Yeah, they kept it for a year. Not the right thing to do, certainly. But clearly he wants it out in the open. And he wants to see what it will be like.
But he doesn't want to lose the girl.
He doesn't want to lose the girl. And I think he's afraid that either his parents or her parents are going to put a stop to this relationship once they find out. So I think he's at a good point, and that is, I do want people to know. I am proud of my girlfriend. Mm-hmm. I'm proud of this relationship. I love her very much. I don't want to lose her. What do I do now?
That would make a good movie. I'm just saying.
It probably is a movie.
Of some sort.
Yeah, somewhere.
Somewhere. Yeah. So, anyways, go ahead, Matt. Honey?
All right. So there's a couple of things. All right. So the number one thing that I always look for is, and if you're a Christian, you have to measure everything biblically. And so you always hold everything up and measure it against the Bible, against the Word of God. And so interracial marriage and this is black or white, or it could be Chinese and black, or
Indian, Hispanic.
I mean,
anyone in the world.
You've got all kind of different races all across the world, and you've got all kind of opportunities to mix any of those.
Especially here in America, we're known as the melting pot.
Yeah.
Of all cultures and races. So mm-hmm.
What we seem to be so polarized on is the black and white issue. But I would say we'd have to step back just for a minute because this applies to all races, mm-hmm. you know. But measuring it biblically, is it against the Word of God to to marry somebody that's a different color than you are. No, it's not. The Bible doesn't say anything about marrying somebody of a different color or a different race. In fact, if you dig a little deeper into the Bible, you'll find that more than likely Moses actually married a black person.
And I told him that. I told my dad that, so...
Give me a break.
Don't... He gotta get, I literally just was talking about that.
You're so crazy.
I was doing my research, and I found that out. I think her name's like Kimora or something like... Something.
No, it's a Cushite.
No.
A Cushite woman. Her name is Miriam.
No, Moses' okay,
sister was married.
I'm about to tell y'all the story.
You don't know.
Yes, I do.
You don't have to tell the story. They can look it up. Let's reference it.
No, the sister is Miriam.
The sister of Moses, I thought that's what you were saying, is Miriam.
But the wife was an African woman, and her name was like Zamora or something like that from Africa. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. All right, so a scripture that I would... specifically point to that would help you navigate through this issue. This would be Paul speaking this out of Galatians. And he says, "You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. Therefore is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." Mm-hmm. And basically, what that means is it doesn't matter what skin color you are, what ethnicity you are, what traditions you grew up with. If you find salvation in Christ, you all become one family. The only thing that the Bible specifically warns against is being unequally yoked, but that is an unequally yoke of your belief in God. Okay, mm-hmm. And so he specifically says, you can't, if you're a Christian, you should not, under any circumstances, ever marry someone that's not a Christian. Mm-hmm. Because there is no way two religions will ever mix, okay, in a relationship. And there's no way that union can be a union if you're both not Christians.
Yeah.
But it doesn't say you can't marry a Chinese guy, or you can't marry an Indian guy, or you can't marry, you know, a black person. Doesn't say anything like that.
But it would be considered unequally yoked if you were a white girl who is a Christian who were dating an Indian man who is a Hindu,
mm-hmm.
and the Lord does speak specifically against that type of dating or marrying.
Yeah,
so if you're not gonna, we always tell our daughter, if it's not marriage material, don't date him. Like if he's not someone that you think you would marry or that has the characteristics of the type of man that you want to marry, don't date him. So, I mean, that's part of the equation is, are you both Christian or are neither of you Christian?
And is this relationship gonna further you with the Lord? Like, is he or she, whoever's listening to this, are they going to push you to make you better in Christ? Right.
Right, and sometimes, you know, people date for all kind of reasons. I'm not a fan of casual dating. I'm not a fan of if you're growing up, you need to date this person and date this person. I don't like that. I think that's wrong culturally. I think it sets you up for failure when you do get married one day. So you don't know, I mean, we know this relationship started in secrecy. Some people do this thing out of rebellion. You know, some people date interracially or whatever to prove a point of like...
But we're not saying this person did that.
No, I'm not saying that, yeah. But there's all kind of different reasons that people do that. And when you get into a relationship or you use a relationship for the wrong reasons, then you're setting yourself up for failure in that relationship. You know what I'm saying?
And I would like to just speak to the fact of once you do tell your parents, and they need to know, like, if you want this relationship to truly go somewhere, like if you say, this is the girl I want to marry, and she feels the same way, well, first off, you've got to come out. Like, you've got to tell people. Like, you can't be married in secret. And that's certainly not going to work because as a female, I want my man to be proud that I'm his woman. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want my man to be proud of me, my husband to be proud of me, and to want people to know that I'm his. So I think all girls feel that way, and I think all men feel that way. They want you to be proud of them, too, mm-hmm. and to be proud to be seen together in public and to, for people to know, hey, that's so-and-so's girl or that's so-and-so's guy, you know, don't, that kind yeah. of thing. So I think, you know, that the number one thing is you got to come out. You've got to talk about it. But coming out, knowing that it's not just as simple as black and white. And it's not just as simple as, you know, white and Indian or Chinese and African yeah. or any of that. It's not just that simple. You know, dating within your own culture, within your own race, is hard enough. You've got enough obstacles that you have to overcome. But when you step outside of your own culture, whatever culture that may be, there's cultural differences. And you both have to be willing to not be so sensitive in those as you're learning each other's culture.
And appreciate each other's culture,
well,
too.
Well, there may be things about the culture you don't appreciate. Yeah. There may be things that are hurtful, things that are said. And again, I'm not saying black and white only. I'm saying any culture. If you choose to interracially date or interculturally date, you are going to come across things that surprise you about that culture mm-hmm. or about that race. Or there may be deep-rooted things within the family, just like you're saying, you hid it because both of you are afraid your families are not going to approve. Mm-hmm. There can be things that are rooted way back. It may not even be in your parents. It could be in your grandparents. And you may never be accepted by those people. You can't expect to walk in and everybody agree with what you've chosen.
That's right. Yeah.
And you're going to have some thick skin, and you're going to have to be tough.
Yeah, I think what you're saying is there are additional challenges that will be placed on this relationship because it is an interracial relationship.
Yes.
And that's just speaking truth. We're not saying that's right or wrong. That's just the way it's going to be.
It is
what it is. And I, you know, to second what you're saying, relationships are going to be hard enough just in their own genuine self. It's hard enough just to date somebody.
Bringing two families of the same culture of the opposite, or the same race together.
Sex is hard to, there's all kind of challenges that come up in that. And so when you add the aspect of an interracial relationship, it is going to throw just an additional challenge on that relationship. And I think you hit the nail on the head when you said you can't expect everybody to
agree,
and you have to kind of, and you can't judge them either, all right? Because you're going to feel judged, but you can't judge them, because just even, it was actually against the law to have an interracial marriage up until 1967. And then the Supreme Court ruled that it's unconstitutional. And so that's only like a generation away. Like you said, grandparents, like they lived in a country where it was actually breaking the law to do that.
That is insane.
You know what I'm saying? So you got to take all that into context and balance that. And, you know, as you navigate through it, there may be certain situations that you're never looked at, you know, that you feel fairly by grandparents or by parents or by whoever, you know. And then there'll be other circumstances where you're welcomed with open arms, you know. You know, my thing to you, KB, that I would say is that, you know, if you found the person that God chose for you and that man loved the Lord with all of his heart and soul and mind, and if he loved the Lord more than he loved you, but he loved you in the right context, okay, mm-hmm. then I don't care if he's Chinese or Indian or black or whatever you want to, whatever. I don't care, because I know he's the right man for for you. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But that being said, we would realize that for you, your relationship with that person is going to be just a little bit harder. Mm-hmm. Because there's more things to overcome. It just is what it is. It's not fair and it's not right. We're not saying it's right. But there's so many stigmas and there's so many
traditions
and past beliefs.
Preconceived beliefs that are really deeply ingrained.
Just deeply rooted in people.
And those things just don't come out easily.
And so we would want you to be prepared to know that if this is the man that God had for you and that you were the woman that he had for him, that we would support you 110%, and we would support him 110%, and we trust that God has a man for you. But we would also want y'all to understand that sometimes your feelings might get hurt.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes people might not see, but as long as you are doing what God has called you to do, and you are with the person that he has planned and prepared for you, then together with Christ, you will overcome every obstacle. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter what's put in front of you. So we would just say to this person that if this is the person that God has prepared for you, then y'all will overcome the obstacles, mm-hmm. whatever they are.
If this is the person, because God will make a way.
He will.
He always does for his plan, even if it's hard.
Even if it's hard.
Even if it's the toughest thing you've ever done in your life or gone through in your life, it's always going to work out to be for his glory.
Well, and you always find that if it's a God thing and God is in it, there's always going to be opposition. Mm-hmm. The opposition, you have to remember, is not the people. It is spiritual. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it is spiritual. So don't hate the people who are against you. Don't even blame them. It's spiritual.
let's also just be completely honest. It's easier to date somebody that is your own current race.
Yeah.
I mean, that's easier.
I think that's what we've been saying.
Well, that's a lot. I've never dated anyone, so.
But I mean, you've had interest in a couple of guys.
Yeah.
You
know?
And it's just easier to do that, and doesn't mean it's right. I mean, the easiest thing ain't always the right thing, but it's just...
Usually you tend to go towards the easier things.
Yeah, I mean, it's just easier because you have, you know, whatever reason. I mean, I don't know, this could be...
This could be like 5 years long.
Well, I mean, it could, but I think we said, you know, it's not an easy subject to talk about, especially in today's climate in America, and you've got all of these different things, which I think a lot of that is puffed up, but let's don't get on that. it's not easy to talk about. I would like to see, you know, everybody come together. That's probably not going to happen, but to answer this guy's question, I would say, again, number one, you got to fix your... You can't lie about stuff. You can't mm-hmm. have a relationship in secret. That's going to be a challenge coming out of that. Even if you were two white people or two black people, whatever, and you had a hidden relationship for a year, when you come out and your mom and dad finally find out about it, that's going to be problems. Mm-hmm. And that relationship's going to struggle immediately. And that ain't got nothing to do with interracial.
Right. And that'd stuff. Be because why have you been keeping this? Exactly. What's the secret? What was the big deal? Why didn't you want me to know about this
person? That happens too, because there may be a person, a boy or a girl that we forbid you. I don't want you dating that guy mm-hmm. because of whatever. I don't want you dating that girl because I've seen her do whatever.
I've seen her social media or his social media.
And then
or...
you go do it anyways and do it behind our back or whatever. And that ain't got nothing to do with race. That's just like, okay, this ain't right. You know, and I'm not going to be happy about it. And I ain't going to be happy about that relationship even after you come out and tell me about it. And that ain't got nothing to do with, you know, race. So you got that problem. You still got to, you got to think about.
Debbie Downer.
Yeah, yeah. Well.
Truth.
Sometimes look, there's just a lot of bad stuff. I mean, it's a lot of, challenges he's going to have.
I just want
to. Person's going, well, he says he's a boy, so yeah. It's a lot of challenges he's going to have.
I just want to, like, look on the bright side. Like, clearly they've been dating, like, hiding this for over a year. Like, that is. They must, I mean, at least really, really like each other. Like,
I don't know.
Or maybe.
Sometimes the excitement the forbidden is what carries you. Okay.
Yeah.
And if it comes out, it might not be as fun.
Then that's why. And
that's why they got to see.
Well, that's why you have affairs that last and stuff like that. It's all about, I mean, they get excited sometimes in the forbidden fruit.
Mm-hmm.
But then when it all comes to light, it's like, oh, I didn't like it anyways.
But we're not saying
this is the case.
I'm not saying that's the case. I'm just trying to put it in context.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Hope that helps.
We wish you the best of luck with your girl.
We do. I would say this,
talking
though,
to your parents.
Bathe it in prayer, you know, and seek God's direction for your life.
Yeah.
You know, that's the most important thing, really. And he'll put the right person in your life, whether this person or not. And it may not be this person. But that's the most important thing about this, is bathe it in prayer, seek God, seek his face, and let him guide you. And there's consequences for every action, and you're going to have to go through them as you deal with this.
Secret.
Yeah. So.
And yeah, I'm just going to piggyback off of Matt and just say, you know, just remember that learning to follow Christ is just that. You live really and truly the most exciting life ever, because his plans for you can change at the, you know, one day you're here and the next day you're somewhere completely different. I mean, you know, one day we were in America just living a normal life, and the next day we're in India, and Matt and I are looking at each other and saying, how in the world did we get here? It's just pure obedience to Christ. And as you follow him, he takes you on the most amazing journeys, and he really just brings so much excitement into your life, and he's got big things for you. Listen for his voice. Trust him. Follow him. Seek him. Seek his will for your life. That sounds so much harder than what it really is. It really is just as simple as being obedient. And you start by reading his word.
Well,
doing exactly what his word says.
Submissive. Submitting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think that about wraps it up.
Wait, you know? I want to say the ending thing.
Okay. Well, yeah.
I want to end it with, if y'all end up getting married, we better be invited to the wedding. All I gotta say. That's all I got. All right. And that is it. So, we are gonna close this out with, Mom, it's your turn to pray.
Okay.
So.
All right. Father, we just thank you for this time that we can come together, Lord, that we can spend with our daughter. Lord, that we can take in questions that people have. Father, we're so thankful. We're honored, Lord, that we have the opportunity to answer questions. Father, we ask that you are glorified in our answers. Lord, we ask for your presence to be in this boy's life and in his girlfriend's life, Lord. We ask that you go before him, to his parents, to her parents, Lord, as they come to you, Lord. If this relationship is your will, Lord, help them to come out of the dishonesty of the hiding of the relationship, Lord. Help them to repent from that. Lord, help them to turn solely to you. And Lord, we just ask your blessing upon them. Lord, we ask that they will be able to hear your voice, Lord, and they'll be obedient to your will for their lives. God, we ask for anyone who's listening, who's going through the same thing, Lord, we just ask blessings upon them tonight. Lord, we just ask you to just be with us as we go throughout our evening, Lord, and as we go throughout our week, Father, until we all meet again on Sunday. In Jesus' name, amen.
I got one more thing to add real quick. I was just thinking about this. It's kind of breaking script. But if you do struggle with, you know, racism, if you struggle with that on any level, just ask God to let you see people through his eyes. Okay? Don't look through your human eyes. Ask God to let you see people through his eyes, because More than likely, Jesus wasn't a white person. Okay, so if you can't...
He definitely wasn't.
Well, you don't know for sure, but he's not a white person like we say white people, like you see in books and stuff like that. So, if you know, so it ain't about skin color, you know, and Jesus was our Savior. So, just keep that in mind.
And we might have another thing.
As you contemplate this.
We might talk about... this another well we have more time
yeah all right
until so. Then we need more questions.
Yeah,
we have a lot of good questions, but we're gonna keep coming in.
Yeah, y'all better send me some good questions and we will talk about it, because y'all have been sending me some really good questions.
And hey, nothing's off limits.
Nothing.
Send it, whatever you're thinking. We will let our daughter ask these really uncomfortable questions, and even if they're uncomfortable for us, we'll answer them. Mm-hmm. So y'all keep sending them in.
And right, leave us a rating. 5 stars.
5 stars.
That
and all you 1-star haters out there, stop.
And then also, that 3-star, that random 3. All right, whatever.
We'll work on it. We'll improve 3-star. We'll work on it.
All right. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of What the Heck Podcast. If you like this episode, make sure to subscribe and leave 5 stars. If you are interested in looking for more information, make sure to check out my Instagram at kb.lake and the podcast Instagram at whattheheck.podcast. Thank you so much for all of your love and support. I hope you guys have a great day.